Hey there! Welcome back to Legit Bat. You may be wondering, where have we been? I'm Joe, Jen's with me, and Ben is with me for an old school show where we just sit down and shoot the shit. It's got to be kind of a mix of that and Planet Retard because we got some crazy little articles to cover here. But yeah, what we've been doing mostly is being in the pool. So I know we talk about the weather sometimes, and it has been hot as all balls here where we live. And there's really not much else to do besides sit under the fan or go in the pool. And I've been oscillating between both of those for the last like month or two. So it's not like we're giving up on the show or anything like that. But I also fell behind on scheduling guests, which has kind of been our MO for this entire show, besides the beginning. So we decided to kind of throw it back a little bit and just do us three and just talk shit like we used to. And it's not like it probably won't be a permanent change, but we're just going to try it for a while, see how it lands. But like we heard from Zach in our Telegram, he said we could just go on and call each other retarded faggots the whole time and he'd still listen. So we'll just give it a go. Also, we've been kind of preoccupied. I kind of mentioned it on the last show, but we're in the middle of writing an audio drama, a sci-fi thing, kind of a side project just for fun. And that takes way more time than you'd believe. So we're sitting out on our patio or in the pool for hours trying to write this show. And it's going to feature a lot of the people we've had on the show before. And it's a collaboration with True Theater Radio. Shout out to Joshua and Jonah over there. So it's going to be a big project. We plan on it being a whole series. So like I said last time, if you're into that kind of thing, stay tuned because we'll put the first episode out on this feed whenever it comes out. Anyway, that's enough of that bullshit behind the scenes thing. That's what we've been up to lately. And yeah, I thought we'd share that with you. Let's get into some stories. So this is something everybody's been talking about lately. And
I saw this one. I figured you had already picked it up. That's why I didn't send it to you.
Well, everyone's talking about this right now. Yeah. So we kind of have to.
Yeah, I might as well cover it. And I know OBDM's probably covered it. I haven't listened to their newest episode yet, but this is all over the news. So
I did. They went into it pretty extensively.
Oh, did they?
They did. Mysterious Universe just covered it too.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess we'll just join the fray.
Let's throw it out there.
Well, you know what's funny is Joe told me to find articles on aliens for today because that's usually all I can find. And right. I couldn't find one article. Well, I had to really dig for them. I found a couple, but all I could find was this shit. Well, all over the
algorithm
news.
Heard you and it's like, we're not going to show you that anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah. Thanks, algorithms.
Don't like what you want.
Well, it's what it is because they put that shit all over the news because mm-hmm. now this is all over the news and they want people to, it just makes it more believable.
So, all right. The headline on this one is UFO whistleblower. And if you're not aware from all these other shows that talk about this, they've been doing these like kind of sessions where they talk about UFOs. And most of us in this community don't give a fuck because we've never believed the government before. Why would we start listening now? But I think it's interesting to just see what they're putting out there in the mainstream for these normies that used to make fun of UFO people for, I don't know, better part of 100 years. So this is UFO whistleblower claims U.S. government found non-human biologics at crash sites. A former U.S. intelligence official told a Congress hearing on UFOs that non-human biologics were recovered from crash sites. He says he prefers to use the term non-human rather than alien. That's a rabbit hole you can go down too, because there's a lot of people that are thinking that maybe non-human could refer to clones or some other kind of man-made life, or who knows. But let's play this video. Hang on, I gotta make sure all my settings are correct, and they are not. So let's put the other setting in there. All right, Ben, tell me if you can hear this. Well, it's buffering.
Are they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Can you hear that?
I can. That is actually very good quality too.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll continue then, since we can hear it.
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
You've stated that the government is in possession of potentially non-human spacecraft. Based on your experience and extensive conversations with experts, do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
as I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Okay.
Yeah. What's a skiff?
Well, thanks for that. That was a whole lot of nothing, you fucking knob. I mean, if this is all we're getting from these things is that, yes, it's like little teasers or like it's like clickbait for information. And they're not really saying anything.
I believe that he did say, I think this was the same guy who said that he couldn't answer certain questions because of the blowback from that, like being killed, basically, is what he was implying. Probably. He couldn't say things.
That's what I always get hung up on, is the fact that these... And rather than being a lot of the people we know in this community, and nothing is real, you can't trust anything ever from no one.
I got a drop for that. Listen,
everybody's fake and gay. It's all fake and gay. Who cares?
I ain't hear shit.
Oh.
Shit. Is the idea that it's like, okay, yeah, maybe. Or maybe these are people that thought they were doing the right thing for a long time and legitimately are trying to do the right thing now. And they can only do so much without having everyone and their dog's mom rape their butthole. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think that as we go, we'll see more and more of this. I don't know where exactly it's going to go. It's like kind of like watching a movie or something, you know, like the world is, like the actors on a stage and all that.
We are.
I don't know what is going to come from this. I kind of don't care unless something comes out of the sky and starts sucking people up, because that would be something newsworthy. these little things where they pop in and they're like, yes, we found this at this crash site. Cool. Tell us more.
My stapler.
What about the Freedom of Information Act? Oh, right. Yeah, because we know that's bullshit. So
wait, okay. So you guys have said that, or at least you have in a couple other people. The whole FOIA thing is just a way for them to validate more bullshit. I'm like, okay, so then why is it that is the opinion that FOIA documents don't really do anything?
My opinion is because, have you ever seen a FOIA request?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's all redacted.
First of all, it takes them years, usually, depending on the document. They have to know exactly which document they're looking for. The government isn't like, oh, you want everything on like UFOs. No, you have to have like a specific document number. Then you got to pay a shitload of money and wait a shitload of time. Then they finally send you a one page and half of it's blacked out. And the only words are the and it. It's retarded. There's no information in most of these. There's like all the names are redacted. All the actual information you want is redacted. It's not information at all.
There's nothing that can be gained from the document, really. I mean, really, there is.
For the most part.
Yeah, you can infer things. Or if you do a lot of research, I think you could gather multiple documents and maybe make some links, but you would have to do the same waiting game and, you know, money grab to get that next document, that next piece of the puzzle. So it's just pointless.
From most of what I've seen, that's what it looks like, especially when it comes to things like aliens or, you know, government projects like MK Ultra or something like that. Like, a lot of the juicy details are always blacked out.
Right.
So it takes so much time. That's why I respect people that try to do it, because I'm like, I don't have the patience for that, just to get a black piece of paper that's like, here's your document. Cool. Thanks. Well,
not only do I respect the people that try to do it, but it gives credibility to the fact that somebody is out there possibly trying to tell the truth. But that's where controlled opposition comes in. I hate the fact that that is a thing. One, that somebody fucking came up with, but two, is actually real, is the whole controlled opposition thing. It's like, can't there just be lies and then people that are trying to figure out the truth and not people that are trying to figure out supposed truth to aid the other side, even though it's still all a lie? Like, fuck, man.
Well, and that's why even if we were to get non-redacted documents, I don't know what to believe of that either, because
that's my point.
Who,
yeah, Who wrote the document? Did you see what they were writing about, or are you just reading somebody's story? Like, who fucking knows? They're like, oh, they're official documents. Cool. And you believe the government since when? So that's why I think FOIA is retarded. But anyway, that was a different tangent.
That's fair.
So kind of moving on to the alien thing or UFOs, Jen sent me this one. It's a listicle, which is OBDM's favorite and now one of my favorite things. 25 unnerving UFO sightings that happened in New York this year. That's kind of a lot for documented or, you know, whatever you want to think of documented shit. Let me zoom this in. I can barely fucking read it from here. Hang on. That's better. There we go. So there's been 68 total UFO sightings in New York so far this year, and several of them are just downright weird. I would say most UFO sightings are fucking weird. So let's get on. They have that same dude.
Yeah, the whole article stemmed from this whole disclosure that they're trying to do. But some of these, they're really short. They're just little tiny anecdotal stories, and they go in order. And I love those. I think everyone loves those.
Yeah, tell me if you can hear my soundboard now, because I feel like nobody's heard the soundboard yet.
Yeah, it was really garbly, though. And I haven't heard one sound drop this entire episode.
Weird. I think they switched up my... Okay, how about this one?
Everybody's fake and gay. It's all fake and gay. Who cares?
Yes, that one I heard.
Okay, yeah, there's something going on with Zoom or something. I heard that. That's cool. All right, so first story from January 1st. Starting off the year with a bang, a person reported at 6:40 at night that they were sitting in their car and saw a blinking stationary light. Sorry. It almost looked like a drone, but it was definitely not a drone. I ran inside, grabbed my girlfriend, and it moved and vanished. Okay, anecdotal, fucking everybody sees these orbs or lights. And
yeah, some of these are pretty dumb, but there's a couple that were, you might have to scroll down, but there's a couple that were 400 miles apart in New York, in upstate New York, and both people described the exact same really weird thing. They reported it.
2 points.
This one's kind of weird. So a resident reported on February 1st, seeing a metallic sphere that vanished in an instant. Those ones are weird to me because a metallic sphere is a weird thing to see in the sky or, you know, around you. So the witness gave explicit detail of the object, saying there seemed to be no bottom half. I could only see the top, which looked like a bubble with possibly a window. The object was completely stationary and did not move. And then it remained visible for 5 seconds, and without moving, it disappeared completely, taken over by the blue sky as if it was never there.
I love that.
So this just makes me think that these things are not of this world, and I don't mean other planets, because, you know, space is fake and gay like everything else. Mm-hmm. But it makes me think that it is some kind of other world. Like I hate saying interdimensional now because it's so overused, but you get the idea.
Phasing in and out of this reality, possibly, or it could be a cloaking device and then it shoots up into the sky and goes into outer space. Who knows?
Yeah, or just blinks out of this existence. And it looks like a lot of these things sound like they're observing or possibly scoping out this other phase. And I mean, not to spoiler alert, but hey, listen to our show we're making soon.
Well, this guy, the guy that was talking about the disclosure, I believe it's the same person that whatever OBDM played today. He said that he was at a base somewhere, maybe Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona. It was somewhere in the southwestern part of the country. And they saw a red square type UFO.
Is this on this list?
No.
Oh.
And it was about 100 yards, and it hovered over the base and then disappeared. It was really weird.
Oh, no, I was going to say, that's the type of stuff where I go, it's kind of like the Phoenix Lights. It's like, once you get so many reports of the same exact thing, and I don't mean of the exact same like sighting, but the same kind of sighting over and over and over again throughout history, or thousands of people seeing the same shit, it's like part of me goes, I don't think that many people are gonna lie.
So I honestly can't remember if that was MU or OBDM at this point that described that red square type thing, but they were saying that they can't find, I haven't heard that before. I've never heard of any sort of alien craft being described that way. And Neither did the host of the show, whichever show it was that I was listening to. I don't know if anyone else out there has ever heard that, but
I've never heard that one. I do like the idea that some people say they're doing it for attention. And normally I'd say, why
the fuck would they want that kind of attention? There's crazy people out there, that's for sure. But in the age of social media and TikTok, I can 100% see that.
Absolutely.
And they're like, look, it's a new UFO. I saw a red cube or whatever. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying there's a look at every possibility because there are fucking stupid people out there a la the show and making fun of them. All right. Let's go to the next one.
There's this one.
Okay. February 14th, two reports came in on Valentine's Day this year that happened roughly 30 miles apart. First report came from a person driving through Socrates, with their 11-year-old son around 5:40 p.m. They reportedly saw an object that fell from the sky, leaving a perfectly straight column of white smoke or vapor. The witness, identified as a 61-year-old psychotherapist, so he's definitely crazy, added the object wasn't falling quickly or in an arc like a meteorite. After losing sight of it, the object vanished. We did see the empty sky where it should have been. A bright star or planet appeared there. A second report came in about an hour later from Gardner, but the witness and their husband observed something very different. The two claimed they saw a string of evenly spaced lights like Japanese lanterns traveling in a stream across the northern sky, west to east. The witness said the objects looked like they were being pulled along by a string before they faded and disappeared. Fucking weird. I know we've seen some weird shit in the sky, but like all these various things, and they seem to be varying even more these days. And I don't know if that's an artifact of, like I said, social media, or if shit's just ramping up all of a sudden and everything's coming in to see Earth C-137.
And we also know that the military, some of this is military craft for sure. So
yeah,
they're just obviously not going to admit it. They're not going to be like, well, we have tons of high tech stuff that we don't want to tell you guys about.
It's so funny. Like if a lot of this is military shit and people are seeing it, maybe it's not as good as they think it is. So that's why they have to be like, nope, it was nothing.
No, maybe they test it out though. They're like, let's see if people can see this. And they're like, oh, cloaking didn't work. All right, scrap it. Let's try again.
Like mass scale instead of just on the base. They're like, the base is like, no, we never saw anything. They're like,
let's test it out in upstate New York where there's like no people. And if someone happens to see it, then we'll try again. I don't know. There's one in here that reminds me of what you and I saw on the 4th of July.
Do you remember which date it was?
Nope, sure don't.
Stationary diamond shaped craft? No, that's not it. So if you guys don't remember, we did detail a sighting we had in 2021, I think now. And it was like a clear triangle, but it had a green haze around it. And we were just sitting out in the pool and it just kind of flew by at the speed of an aircraft.
Completely silent.
The weirdest part is we are directly underneath the flight path for our local airport. And it's hard to tell how big it was because I don't know how high up it was
And it was not in the flight path. It was significantly farther west.
It was off the flight path for sure, but it looked like it could have been going towards Mount Shasta. It was probably going to land inside the mountain or something.
But it was a triangle with green haze around it, completely silently going very quickly. And it was about midnight. And by the time it had crossed our path and was going north a lot more, it looked like just a set of stars moving. It looked like a bunch of satellites in a pattern in a formation going really fast. Like there was no more green haze. You couldn't tell it was a triangle anymore. It completely changed shape.
Oh, these are weird ones too. The jellyfish style ones. And you can go down the rabbit hole on these ones. The jellyfish creatures that people seem to capture with like curly in photography in the sky and shit. Mm-hmm. You ever heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like organic fucking things that live in the sky, but they're either out of phase with us or they're... It's really strange. If you want to go down that rabbit hole, look up like the sky jellyfish or something like that. It's a weird one. Let's see if I can find the one you were talking about.
Picture though. It says this person said they were a stargazer. Go back up a little. It said the words are in the picture. The person added they're a stargazer and have never seen anything like this before. So they snapped this photo hoping to get an explanation. Look at the picture.
The picture looks
it's
like
just a blur.
A white shit on a background.
Thanks for the explanation.
This is why it drives me nuts when people are like, oh, we'd have pictures by now because everyone has a phone. Have you ever tried to take a picture of a fucking plane in the sky
or the moon? Just try to take a picture of the moon.
Yeah, they all look the same. These cameras are shit. And then you can go down another rabbit hole with cameras and how optical versus digital zoom. Like digital zoom is basically kind of an AI aspect to it where it's kind of like filling in blanks because it's so shitty digital zoom. Right. And it doesn't have to be a conspiracy. They just suck as far as pictures. Let's see if we can find another one here. So somebody saw a Tic Tac, a freely rotating Tic Tac shaped metallic reflective object that suddenly disappeared. And oh, so it says, for reference, a Navy fighter pilot famously reported seeing a Tic Tac object in 2004, which wasn't released till 2017 because, you know, freedom of information.
Oh, look at this. A stargazer thought they were observing a satellite.
All right. Stargazer reported they thought they were observing a satellite around 10:23 at night, but then its orbit became very erratic. And I mean, if you know anything about satellites, they're very, very on the dot. You can track them and they always do the same thing and they go in the same direction. So they say the object began flying at a high rate of speed, turning abruptly at 90 degree angles in an erratic pattern. I've been casually watching planets, stars, space stations, satellites. This is weird. Yeah, fair enough. Is that, whoa, was that the end of it?
People aren't even scared by this shit anymore. I just read an article. It shouldn't be. It's for the whole year. Oh, unless it was just
only 25 of them. So,
oh, okay. So it must be for 2023. Yeah. So if it goes up to July, then we're good. But I read an article today that the headline was something about disclosures happening all around us. There's tons of alien stories and people don't seem to care at all. That was the headline. What? And I started reading the article, but it's true. People just don't care anymore. No one's afraid. Do you hear people talking about it? They're disclosing the fact that they're calling it UAPs now, of course. We can't call it UFOs.
Right.
We have to say it non-human entities instead of aliens. But I don't think that makes it any less bizarre. I'm not saying it's real, but I think maybe the mistrust of the government was very well done because no one gives a fuck about what they're telling us right now. They're like, eh.
That's the other way to go with it now, is that now they're actually telling the truth, but no one believes them anymore. So, but my thought on UFOs is different than just these nuts and bolts things that come from Mars or wherever. So that's why I don't really care. Cause I'm like, it's just my opinion, but I think that's not true. That it's just all, some of them are military craft, 100%. That's kind of, I think that's pretty much documented at this point with like the TR-3Bs and all that stuff. But
there's other stuff too. Their attempt at, I think a lot of it is alien craft with us attempting to fly it.
That's a possibility.
Or, yeah,
too,
or back engineered and they just can't figure it out or they can't, you know, whatever.
They're like, look it, we're invisible. And then all of a sudden the reports come in, they're like, oh, failed again.
Oh, they saw our Bigfoot. Damn it. It's blurry, but they saw it.
Pissed.
All right, let's move on to some fun stuff. I don't have any fun OBDM like music to like play in between segments, but
Jesus.
Here's some fun stuff.
Oh no.
So, classic meth story. Hang on, I got a burp. Oh, maybe not. All right.
Hey, yeah.
So, meth fueled woman, decapitated lover, dumped head, penis in bucket, trial told.
That's fucked up. Why are you reading this article?
Because it's fucked up.
It was gunned to the eyeballs.
So, okay, this is an AI one for sure. So her last name is Shabusiness. Taylor Shabusiness was gunned to the eyeballs on meth. And investigators say she wanted to have sex with her boyfriend, Shad Therion, 25, using chains in his mom's basement, as you do when you're on meth, I guess. Somewhere along the line, her wicked machinations came off the rails. The 25-year-old is now on trial accused of butchering Therion in Green Bay, Wisconsin, after she strangled him, which she said she enjoyed but didn't intend to kill him. Cops say she also had sex with his lifeless body before... How do you do that? Rigor mortis, I guess, before dismembering him. Shabusiness told shocked detectives that out of all the knives she used, the bread knife worked the best because of the serrated blade. Police body cam footage shown during her trial late Monday provided a chilling glimpse into the macabre crime. Therion's severed head was discovered by his mother in a bucket in the basement of her home. Also inside the bucket was his severed wang. So, yeah, I don't know how much of this is fucking true. Like, this is so...
This is real... I mean, look, I'm not...
It's from the Toronto Sun. You can't trust Canadians.
Yeah, I just found it on every single major news outlet. The New York Post, Fox News. Like, this is a story that they are putting out there. I hope that it's fake, but it's not like it's just, this is the only place.
People on meth are crazy. I would believe that from what I've seen, but that's a lot even for a meth person.
I actually sent you one just now that this guy went to jail for rape for 17 years and he was wrongfully accused. After 17 years, they found out that he was actually not, he did not rape this girl. I think it was a girl at least, but whatever. Either way, he did not rape anyone. And he's filing a lawsuit, obviously. And if he wins, they're trying to take out of his winnings all of the room and board and food that the jail provided him for those 17 years. How oh, fucking wild my is God. That? Yeah, that's a real story too.
Planet Retard, everyone, for your consideration. So here's some kind of political news that I'm sure that will get people riled up. Nevada district approves sex ed with phrases like boys and people with a penis.
Penis.
And girls and people with a vulva. I hate that word.
I do too.
It's what so stupid. Vagina?
It always I think the vulva of a fucking is, car.
Right, exactly. But the vulva, from what I can tell, is the entire thing, whereas the vagina is the meat sleeve. So
the vulva is the outside part.
It's like the whole package, like the lips, the clit, everything, like all involved. But people with a vulva, I guess they can't really say vagina because it's just a bonus hole and it well, smells
they say,
weird.
They say a vulva because if you flip your penis inside out, you can have all that outside shit, but you're not going to have a vagina. So they're like, oh, people with a vulva, we drilled a hole, we flipped your penis, and now you have one.
So they're taking the word vagina away altogether and just saying vulva right. because all women do have vulvas, but some people also have vulvas. That's completely exactly. insane.
This is why I
all
respect.
All women have vaginas.
Like, yes. Feminists have been at odds with men for how many decades? And now we're all kind of agreeing because there's the TERFs, the trans exclusionary radical feminists that are like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
We're fighting for women's, like actual women, not.
That's the whole
not
thing.
Men.
Not the bonus
that's
hole.
The whole thing with the bonus hole. Oh, Jesus. I was not expecting that one. That's the whole thing with feminism, though, is that like when, for instance, mom and dad, when they were talking about like civil rights and all the stuff in the 60s, and I'm like, I never saw their issue. I never understood the issue with that. I'm like, okay, so they were fighting to make women have equal rights. Okay. Yeah, I think that should be a thing. And now they're like, but there aren't men and women. I'm like, you are taking away a lot of people's fucking like rights by saying that there's no difference. It's fucking wild.
So there, it says retain boy and girl, remove misleading references to false national standards, follow or change the regulations, but don't violate it. A lot of this is so fucking stupid. And they're just it's like George Carlin said, where if you change the definition of words or make them longer or use a different word for the same thing, it loses its meaning over time. So it's like, I think that was George Carlin that said, if you just make the word longer, it's less offensive. So instead of calling them idiots, we changed it to retarded. Then it went to mentally retarded. And then it went to mentally challenged. And now it's like developmentally disabled. It gets longer every time. And it's just, it loses right. its punch, you know, because you don't want to offend anybody. So yeah, it just seems like more of that. They're changing boys and girls to boys or people with a penis and girls and people
well,
with
it's
a vulva.
Like, it's kind of like the idea of gay. It's like, I get it. We made gay somebody who likes to take it in their bum from somebody that can also do that. It's like, okay, but that's not what gay means. Like, gay has always meant happy. The famous Christmas song, "Don We Now Our Gay Apparel." It's not talking about drag. Like, it's talking about putting on your happy clothes for the season. Like, gay means happy. So I don't, but. What's called Paul Wallace does that whole thing about affrication, how the same word that has always meant one thing slightly starts to change, even though it's the exact same word. It's like you're just changing English language so that you can go back and change what was written.
Yeah. And I mean, to me, gay has always meant one thing.
Put that dick in my ass.
So that's gay. Like, so on the article, it looks like people are kind of at odds with it.
Yeah, so somebody said, it is silly. The phrases bodies with penises and vulvas are used ad nauseum, one public comment read, according to the written records on the school website. Just use the words girls and boys, male and female. Oh, we can't do that. That's too easy. Another one, or I guess this is a continuation of this. My brief review of elements of this curriculum as a mature adult made me gasp. Another wrote, okay, portions of this curriculum are infantile, ignore biology, and would sexualize these school-aged children. So
yes, science!
So back science, but ignore biology, which is part of science. That's where we're at.
It's the fundamental of science.
It is one of the most easily observed and repeated
scientific
facts.
Wait, why does he, it says he had two penises?
All right, so I don't know if this is Double Dick Rick from, I think we covered another guy with two penises.
Boner.
A couple months ago, but it showed up and it's a new article. So I was like, okay. So this dude said, I had two penises and used both for sex. Women were addicted. I bet, buddy. Look at you. You're a killer.
There were actually two porn stars. I looked this up years ago because of Bailey. There was one that had a dick side by side. So it was like, meh. And then there was one that it was like, you know, the over under shotgun. And they both used them in porn. And the worst part about it was that they were both endowed. It's like, it wasn't like one was big and the other one was a nub. Oh, I get that one taken. No, this guy was packing eight bangers, like both of them. And I'm all, fuck.
Just a double fuck you from God. He's like, check this out.
16 inches to freedom.
Did he jizz out of both of them?
Yeah. Yeah. He
simultaneously?
Had, he only had two balls. Like, hold one. Well, that's the thing. So he had to teach himself, like a lot of porn stars do, to like not come in the one until the other one was ready, because he had sensation and the ability to orgasm through both, but with two balls. He basically had two balls that were complete. They needed a raise. They were completely overworked. They're like, I got two. And so he would like do these scenes until he was ready.
Yeah, I mean, hey, the whole thing. Use what you got and make a living off of it.
Whole different meaning to two hands, you know, for that money shot.
I mean, if you had the option, would you go over under or side by side?
Oh, over like, under all day. Over under all day. Because
you could hit the bonus hole and the butt at the same time.
Without having to turn her sideways. Yep.
Right. Yep. It would be, the angles would get weird, I imagine. But there's only one possible explanation. These guys are fucking aliens.
Goggle block block.
Or maybe just clones. So it looks like there's a short little video. So let's play this and see if it works. Oh, there's no sound.
You have to click the sound button.
Oh, fucking hell. I hate these websites that are like unmute.
Everyone
play it.
I know.
Is there anyone else in your family that has two?
No, my dad was born with a big bowl, like a bull. And like a medium-sized dick, you know what I'm saying? But big balls, like a bull, for real.
Balls.
And you were born with two penises.
Two penis.
Boner.
Oh my God. I don't believe you, dude. Show me.
I thought they were going to show pictures for a sec.
His
name is Tank. Okay, I mean, so that's very fitting.
This is Soft White Underbelly. This is the guy that filmed the Whitakers, the inbred family in West Virginia.
Oh,
he was on Joe Rogan a little bit ago talking about some of these cases. Like, he's all, dude, if you ever have a chance to go anywhere in the United States and you're somebody who's just looking to like picture weird people, West Virginia is the place to go.
Sure is. I've been to West Virginia. It's wild.
So it says he's a Los Angeles truck driver born with two penises, is speaking up about his unusual sex life, saying several of his lovers enjoyed the fact that he had multiple members. Yeah. You know why? Because there's crazy people for everybody. The man, identified only as Tank, suffered from diphalia. God damn it. Sorry. A genetic abnormality in which a male is born with two wangs. According to the National Institutes of Health, the condition is incredibly rare and is estimated to affect less than 1,000 men and boys across the United States. What about women? Does it affect women? Does diphalia affect women?
Probably not.
Because that's something you need to ask.
No, but they do have the one where I forget what the syndrome is called, where basically they can't stop orgasm. They can't stop orgasming from clit stimulation. There was I believe she was in an Asian country. I don't remember which one, but it got to a point where once she started having them, she would have them like every 16 seconds, to the point where she had to have a surgery to stop because it was starting to like cramp. And she's all, people think that it's like a funny ha ha, and it's not. She goes, it sucks because I can't stop. It hurts all the time.
Well, yeah, you need a lot of naps. If you're doing that every like 16 seconds, it's a lot of sleeping. So he said, women didn't believe it when I told them I had two dicks, as it says, but then I took them in the room and they'd see. He's like, huh? Yeah. So this is kind of funny too, but not funny, but funny to me. In an interview with Soft White Underbelly, Tank revealed that he was sent to a juvenile detention center after being convicted of manslaughter at the age of 12. I mean, I guess if you have two dicks.
That pussy.
Shit. It says Tank was a virgin until his release from custody at the age of 24 and set out to make the most of his extra organ after obtaining freedom. I mean, look at this stud. When I was penetrating a woman, that's such a weird way to say that, I would get a feeling, but one of my penises is like at the side and feels like it's going to blow up. Jesus. Tank dished out details about diphalia.
You can tell from the video that English is not his first language, no, so that's why it sounds so weird. Okay. I'm just explaining that to you because you sound confused.
So it says he would ejaculate from both penises at the same time, another gross word, even if only one of the members was being stimulated. That's a fucking circus act. It's pretty amazing. All right, I gotta take the screen share off and load up the other one so my computer doesn't fuck up.
Well, yeah. If you want to save them for the next time, I know dinner's done. I'm going to need to get going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can save them. Yeah, this is just a kind of a, yeah, because I got like six more stories, but we can save them for next time. Because
what I'll do is the next time we do one, I'll send you a few more.
Are we doing one tomorrow?
Yeah, we could.
I'm fine
with it. But yeah, anyway, that's where we're at and that's what we're doing. And here's the state of the world. People with two dicks and boys with penises and people with vulvas or something like that.
But, girls and people with vulvas.
But thanks everybody for sticking around. And we promise we're not done. We kind of take a hiatus every summer, it seems. Like every single year, for some reason, the summertime just takes it out of me. And I'm like, I'm done for now. And then we return with guests and everything. So think of it as a vacation. We need a vacation too, okay? It takes a lot of time and kind of some effort to do.
Yeah, as you burp into the microphone, it's so much effort.
Yeah.
It's a lot of drinking and having fun, but we'll be back a lot in the fall, winter, and spring. Those are our...
Most of the effort is after the fact. The actual show's easy. It's all the editing afterwards. Anyway, so stick around for the new projects we got coming up. Go check out True Theater Radio. They're doing great stuff over there if you're into audio dramas. And I mean, we'll see you whenever we see you. All right.